What's up, Christ community? June 3rd here, Project 4-4. Today we read excerpts from 1 Kings 14, 15, and 16, and 2 Chronicles 14, 15, 16, 17, and 20. Now, we will look at the new king of Judah. The good news in this is that Abijah's son, Asa, is a good, godly man. He has a heart to obey God. It says he did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. He got rid of all the foreign worship centers and the idols. He then commanded his people to seek the Lord. And God rewarded him by giving him peace in his land for 10 years. During this time of peace, he built up the towns. He built up the walls around them. He fortified the cities in Judah. And he prospered and his army grew. During the time of Asa's reign, Jeremiah died and his son Nadab took over. He continued in the evil ways of his father, and after a short time, he was assassinated. Baasha took Nadab's place in fulfillment of the prophecy, and so Baasha went on to exterminate the whole family of Jeroboam, just as the Lord had spoken through prophet years ago. Unfortunately, Baasha was no better than his predecessors. He walked in the ways of Jeroboam as well. After a time of peace, Judah is once again tested. A vast army of Ethiopians with hundreds of chariots came out to fight against Asa. And in this story, we see that Asa's heart, when he cries out, is good. He says, "Lord, there's no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this cast army. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you." God gave them an amazing victory. The army of Judah crushed the enemy forces. Besides, it says the men of Judah carried a large amount of plunder. Materials. They gained materials from this. Aside from the plunder from the armies, they carried off all kinds of wealth and livestock from the enemy towns. Asa's story is one of a man who started out really strong with a devoted heart. God brought amazing victories from him. He brought reformation. It said that Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. He got the people to commit themselves to God, and his record is great. He even had to depose his grandmother as queen because she had worshipped idols. That is a man with real grace and grit. He was ruthless to his devotion to God. But towards the end of his life, he made some mistakes. He made some crucial mistakes. He went to Syria for help. Instead of trusting God and the prophet, the prophet had to rebuke him because he wasn't trusting God. Asa even angrily punished the prophet by throwing him in jail. On his way back from the battle, from the great victory, God gave him a very clear warning. He got very self-sufficient. He got independent. And as a result, when he got older, he had a foot disease. And instead of going to the Lord with his foot disease, he went to the doctors. And then he died. During all these kings that come and go through, while Asa is enjoying a long reign, while in Israel there is a number of kings, all of these kings that are reigning at the same time of Asa's reign, they have one thing in common. They don't have a heart for God. Some of them only reign for short times. Zimri, for example, only reigned for 7 days. You might notice here that there are many tests of God's people. There are tests with adversaries, enemies. There are also tests of prosperity. Asa did really well with the enemy test, but he did not do well with the prosperity test. So with the enemy test, he did very well. He was vastly outnumbered. He was totally in over his head, and he had to cry out to God, and God delivered him for that. But in the prosperity test, he didn't do as well. He had the resources, so he hired the Syrians to help him instead of relying on God. And as he was tested with health issues, he obviously relies on the doctors and the physicians instead of going to God first. So the overwhelming application that I got from this today was that we need to be people who go to God first, always to God, and only to God. No, that does not mean that if you have cancer, you shouldn't go to the doctor. That just means that you should go to God first. And a practical thing that I've learned in my relationship with God was sometimes I get stressed out. Sometimes I get discouraged, and I tend to go to people for my encouragement before I go to God and His Word and into prayer for encouragement. And I realize that the reason I'm never being fully encouraged is because I'm not going to God for it. So maybe you be somebody who goes to God first, always to God, and only to God. Have a great day. Be encouraged. Know that the Lord is for you.